Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Naked Bootleg rolling out of the trivia pocket with absolutely no protection. We're doing something a little different today. So there'll be four of us. I think this is the first time there's been four of us. And we're going to do an all 90s draft. Each one of us is going to just go basically fantasy style, I guess, snake draft, picking our favorite players from the 90s. And there's one little, I guess, I don't even know the word I want to use. Anyway, so there's four of us. We got Josh here today. Josh, this is the first time you've been with us. So how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here.
Scott?
I've been here, an OG, Naked Bootlegger. Excited for this.
And Marcus?
Doing fantastic.
This is going to be fun. So the one little...
Wait, real quick. Am I supposed to be? I'm supposed to be naked for this, right? That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Pantsless.
Okay. Good. I just wanted to make sure. I know we're not, putting out the video, but I just figured I needed to be naked, right?
As long as there's no protection, I think I'm okay.
All right. Yep. I got none. None whatsoever.
All right. Good. All right. So there's one small detail as we go through this, or two, I guess, two small details with this redraft that we're doing is one, this is going to cover anybody drafted between the years 1989 till 1998. So we're going to remove 1999 because they basically played their whole career in the 2000s. We're not going to count them. In 89, they played pretty much their whole career in the 90s. So we will count them. And two, each person here gave me their favorite player from the 90s drafted in that time frame, and they're excluded from this completely. So Josh, who did you pick?
Randy Moss.
Scott?
Antonio Freeman.
Marcus?
Sean Springs.
And I, of course, picked Emmitt Smith. So those four individuals, plus Mason was supposed to be here, and his player was Willie Rofe. So just for fun, I'm taking him off the board too, so he's not available. So in order to decide the order here, I'm just going to go randomly and say, Josh, since you're new, we're going to start with you. Then we'll go Marcus, Scott, and then myself.
So, all right. So I get the number one pick and then I got to wait for a while. All right.
That's right.
Better take that tight end right now, Josh.
Nope. There's also tight ends are pretty light, but are quarterbacks.
let me take a second. I did forget to mention that we do have roster limits, and so we'll be taking one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, one tight end, two offensive linemen, three defensive linemen, two linebackers, and four DBs. So that's how we're building our team, and then we'll post this to the bench when we're done, and anybody that's listened to this, or if you see it on the bench, give us a vote. Think who did better. Josh
If the quarterbacks were deeper, I would take probably the number one running back. But this quarterback list, there's like three. Okay. I got it.
Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl, Josh.
Well, that is true.
You
can draft him if you want, because I am going to take Peyton Manning with the first overall pick.
That's a reach and a half.
You don't get extra points for forehead size.
No, not at all. All right, so Josh, with the first overall pick, is taking one Peyton Manning. So that means Trent Dilfer is not available to him.
You know what? Right. You know what's a good pick, Josh? You identify your guy, you draft him. All right?
All right. That means, Marcus, you are up next, sir.
Well, since Josh was so gracious as to take a quarterback, I will take my favorite running back from the 90s, second favorite player, period, of all time. The most entertaining guy to watch ever touch a football, I will take Barry Sanders.
That's who I would have taken had I not taken a quarterback. That was the name. I was like, I got to take him. But then I was like, no, I got to be a little smarter with my team. So
that's fair.
All right. Barry Sanders going number two, and we go to Scott.
Yep. I would have been between this player and probably Barry Sanders. So Marcus made it easy for me, since there is likely to be a run at this position and I don't want to get stuck with Mark Brunell. Nothing against Mark Brunell. I like him, but I don't want him. I'm going to take my favorite actor from a 90s movie and go with Brett Favre. And right. I also get endorsement deals, right? I get the jeans and everything. So
And you also get
have to pay back the state of Mississippi.
Pay back a lot of money.
I am not a role model. I'm a jeans model.
All right, that goes to me, and there are it's a bad decade for quarterbacks overall. So if I don't take one here, or one of my two, I guess
I
will
get
two.
Just wait, because the top two are gone. So it's a drop off anyway.
And you guys can't double up. So what I'm going to do here is take two of my all time favorite players. One, I'm taking Derek Thomas because he is just an all time great. And two, sorry, Marcus, I'm taking Ricky Waters.
Oh, that's fine. You scared me for a second, but out of respect for you, Eric, I didn't even put him down on the big board. I knew that was... I know how much we both love Ricky Waters, so
yes,
that's fine.
The fact that he is not in the Hall of Fame is a crime against humanity. So
yeah, Lynn Swann should give up his spot.
Right? Richard Seymour should give up his spot.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Back to Scott.
All right. Well, I'm going to wait on running back because we were talking, you know, offline before we started recording, and it's extremely deep. So I don't necessarily feel like I need to grab someone now and I'll miss out. There are other positions, however, where I feel like if I don't get one of the top guys, I'm going to get stuck with a scrub. So I'm between doing that here or just taking a guy that I absolutely have to have on my team. And I'm going to, I'll go with the person that I just don't want to miss out on. I have Favre at QB. I need T.O. at receiver. I like that pairing, so give me Terrell Owens.
Very, very nice. All right, Marcus.
Okay. This might be a weird one for everyone, but before we started, I started with aesthetic. And when I think of the aesthetic, when I would watch those stop me if you've heard this before, me watching NFL films. There's a one particular play where Christian Okoye is running the football and one man drops him in the hole. He had the greatest face mask and he had the bib mouthpiece and he was just a giant. I loved him so much. So I will take Steve Atwater.
Oh,
I'm bummed about that.
That
hurts because I didn't think he was going to go this high.
I
think he is. No,
I agree. Anybody who can do what he did to Christian Okoye and everyone else that he just laid out.
He was just like, that's back when you could hit people. And that was, you know.
Yeah. You went up against the Broncos. You knew Steve Atwater was going to light you up. And I his whole aesthetic is.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
Top notch.
All right.
All right. Josh, you get two.
I'm going to apparently stick on the offensive side of the ball here for a couple of picks. And then I'll worry about some defense later. Well, since this guy's here and I know he had a proven record with Peyton Manning, I will take Marvin Harrison with my second pick. And I'm going to get one of these top tight end guys because tight ends are also not a very deep position in the 90s. And I'm going to go with the guy who was, a basketball player because I love basketball. So I'm going to take Tony Gonzalez.
Josh's team will give up 50 points a game but score 55.
I was going to say,
exactly. Hey, don't worry. There's plenty of time to draft defense. I just wanted to get a couple of these lesser deep pools taken care of. So
I'm just saying, Josh, there's only one ball. All right. There's only one ball, and you got two guys that need 150 targets a season.
I'm just saying. Okay, I haven't drafted a running back yet. Who knows? Maybe I'll have one of them who needs too many touches too.
All right, Marcus.
I have to be a homer in one of two spots, and I'm trying to figure out which one I want to be a homer in. You know what? I will take my favorite D tackle of all time, defensive player of the year. Rest in peace. I will take Cortez Kennedy.
He's a big man, and I have a soft spot for those giant, giant individuals.
Oh, he was so good, and he was just on some awful teams,
right?
Awful teams.
All right, Scott, where does Scott go with pick number three?
Eddie George. No,
I thought that was for sure.
So did I. I thought that was done.
No, My favorite running back of the 90s by far is Marshall Faulk. I'm taking Marshall Faulk. I love him.
Okay, see, now I can't. At least I got the guy who doesn't. I have no passes left. I can't take somebody
yeah,
who needs
exactly. Yeah, you're welcome.
To catch the ball. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Since there are, like Josh already said, since there are very limited tight ends, I'm not going with the man who's all over the television now because I hate him, so I can't put him on my team. But I'm going to go with one of my favorite tight ends of all time. If you know me, you know I love tight ends. And Ben Coates is where I'm going with this one.
he was one of my four on my big board.
He was the fourth. He was four on my big board, too. I was like, oh, yeah, that guy. He's good. He was good. All right.
And to go with Ben Coates, I have to take – this has to happen. I don't care about
– oh, yeah.
I don't care. Ray Lewis. I don't care.
He wasn't even on the big board. And that's going to happen. You know what? Some guys aren't going to have him on your board.
Some people took him off right away once they heard what happened. I didn't.
Jeremy tells a lot of gas mask, and he still got drafted. So
he's doing well for himself.
Right. Yes.
Scott.
Yeah, I'm looking at some other positions that I only have about five or six names. So it's like, if I don't get them, I'm going to be screwed. So I need to start taking some of those. So I will take Warren Sapp.
Beautiful pick. What happened to him? Anybody? Where is he at today?
Colorado.
Oh,
he's like a defensive assistant.
Is he really?
Is that where he is? Really?
Yeah, he's like an analyst. Cool. I think it's technically an analyst, and everybody was making fun of Colorado because they said he'll be making a measly like $150,000, and they said no defensive analyst for a college is getting paid $150,000. That's like Deion Sanders going, "Hey, buddy, come coach with me. I'll hook you up."
Right. Oh, and not in Atlanta. Yeah. I'm sure he's got plenty of, you know,
yeah,
endorsements. So anyway. All right. And then we go back to Marcus.
Let's see. I'm going to go. No, I can live with that one. Let's see. Ooh, okay. Since I already did it with Steve Atwater, why not just add the other ultimate safety aesthetic? I'm talking blacked out visor. I'm talking maybe the biggest biceps in the league. Give me Brian Dawkins.
Ooh.
I like that.
Ooh. He's one of those guys I just forgot.
Come over
about.
The middle, I dare you. The story that Takiyo Spikes tells of when he was like, he came up to me and he had this crazy look in his eye and he's like, I need to put it on somebody, Spikes. And then he crushed some dude on the sideline. He got up and he went, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." And he was like, "I want whatever he's got."
So one thing is my team is not matching up well against Marcus's because I don't have a quarterback that's going to be able to throw the ball down the field. So over the middle is my only option. Anyway, let's move back to Josh.
Okay, one of my homer picks, and it's on the defensive side of the ball.
Ah.
And I initially wouldn't have thought of this guy until it was brought up that these can be undrafted players as well. I will be taking one, John Randall.
Seahawks legend John Randall.
he wasn't bad for that
right.
either.
He was good. Yeah. He was good for an old guy.
Right.
Oh, I love John Randall. The war paint was immaculate.
And I'm sticking on the defensive side of the ball, and I need a shutdown corner, so I'm going to take Deion Sanders.
Oh, shutdown, huh?
Yeah, he would have been my next pick. So
that's I was looking at some names, going, some of these guys are going to disappear pretty quick. Maybe not Johnny Randall, but I wanted to make sure my defensive line is not deep out for my board. So,
Marcus, he's already stumped early, and he's
no, torn. Not stumped. I torn. Just yeah, torn is the right word. I could probably wait on this, but at this point, I think I just want him on my team. I will take Steve McNair.
There it is, and my decision has been made for me.
I kind of figured we were both dancing around each other. Like, I was like, you know what? I think I just want Steve McNair now.
It's like a fantasy football draft where I'm let it come to me. Let it come to me.
There you go.
I'll take what's left. All right.
Well, now you don't even have to worry about drafting it till the end of the
whole draft. That's right.
You can pick Drew Bledsoe at the very end now.
Or Jeff George. We don't know. Listen, he's on my board with Jake Cordell Plummer.
Stewart. He's on mine. Cordell Stewart's on my big board too.
Yeah. I don't want to get stuck with Wesley Wall, so I'm taking Shannon Sharp here.
How dare you?
If we titled episodes of The Naked Bootleg, I think that would be it. I don't want to be stuck with Wesley Walls. All right. That brings it to me, and my defense is already, you know, one's dead and the other one should be in jail. Anyway, so I need a wide receiver, but I also need, I'm going to say it right now, a amazing, probably one of the best of all time offensive linemen, and I'll take Larry Allen. And to go right with him, Jonathan Ogden. Yeah, that's right. Doubled up because nice. I don't need a quarterback yet.
Man, you need two guys who can block those three defensive linemen. So you did a nice job.
They're large enough to handle that job.
Oof, all right.
Oh, so you're done with the O-line too.
Yeah.
There's a run on O-linemen now. So now I'm like, oh no.
All right, Scott.
Do I do that and then wait on this position? Let's see. Yeah, I think I'll do that. I'll take Orlando Pace.
Ooh, Orlando Pace. And Marcus, moving right along.
I'll take the greatest tackle of all time, Walter Jones.
You got it.
Yep. I left him there for. I was between them two. And I was
if
like,
you would have picked him, I would have been so pissed at you.
I was like, I'll take Pace. Like,
and now two to Josh.
God, these offensive linemen, they suck now.
Gotta grab them quickly.
Although I could just take the center to go along with my quarterback and wide receiver. I could just be going all Colts.
You could. I mean,
it was a pretty good decade for the Colts.
Oops, all Colts.
Or the end of it, at least. I don't know. But I also need some more defense, too. I am going to take Junior Seau with one of my picks.
All right. Your first linebacker.
Yeah. So I have one of each of my defenses. I don't have an offensive lineman. Don't have a running back yet. And, you know, I'm going to – this guy helped me win back-to-back fantasy football championships. I know some of you think he maybe shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, even though he is. I will take Terrell Davis.
Josh's first running back is out for 6 weeks with migraines. All right, good.
But the good thing is...
Yeah, he's still going to run for 2,000 yards, though. So,
right, and,
you know.
And he's not a pass catcher, so you're
No. I don't need guys who need the ball in the air.
All right. And we're back to Marcus.
Okay. Well, it's a passing league. Got to have backers who can cover. I will take Derek Brooks.
Love it, but I don't need him. That brings it back to Scott.
Charles Woodson.
There is a run on defensive players.
Well, I didn't have a corner yet. I'm like, I got to get a number one.
I don't either. You don't need to. Just only for when you play against, only when your team faces Josh's team. Do you need
right.
I've already forgotten who you said. Charles Woodson. I got it. So what do I do here? Don't need a quarterback yet because that's just a waste of time. So what would match up perfectly to go right next to Ricky Waters is Jerome Bettis. So that's one. Oof. And then next is I have to because he's proven that he doesn't need a quarterback. He's one of the greatest receivers of all time without a quarterback. I'm taking Herman Moore.
Good point. That guy did not have any.
I will not tolerate Scott Mitchell slander. I'm kidding. Please slander Scott Mitchell.
There's the other.
He had all those weapons and couldn't do anything with it.
Please slander Scott Mitchell. The other episode title.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back over to Scott.
All right. Let's see. Been a run on some positions. Just took a defensive back. Linebackers thinning out for me, and we need two of them. So which type do I want is what it comes down to here. Man, He didn't have the best career, but I feel like I like this guy more than the other guys who had a better career. And you know what? Since this is just for fun, I will take the guy Marcus mentioned earlier, Tekeo Spikes.
Beautiful. That man has the thickest neck in NFL
Dude,
history.
yeah.
Oh, gosh. You should be in the Hall of Fame for that alone. All right, Marcus.
I'm going to round out my O-line. I will take Will Shields.
Damn
it. And back to Josh.
All right, let's see here. I will take, I need an offensive lineman here. I'll take Tony Boselli.
Right now, Josh, you have no position with two players. You are
correct.
spread out evenly,
I
sir.
have one in every category so
You
far.
got it.
Plenty of running backs. I can figure a second one out later. Couple of receivers needed. Even though I don't have more touches for them, but
They got to be rostered.
true, true.
You'll get on the field. You're just a decoy.
They're not going to re-sign with you, but they'll be drafted by you.
I am going to I'm going to draft John Lynch.
He was one of those guys not on my board just because I dislike him, but
I like
I
John Lynch.
didn't like him, but when he played, I appreciated him. So
He was one of those guys that you watched him play and like you shouldn't be good, but yet you are. And I don't know, maybe that's why I don't like him anyway. Just he didn't appear, he didn't have that sexy feel to him, like you know what I mean? Like that Dion.
so we'll
So
see. I
you have
have to
Dion and then you
counteract.
have yes,
Yeah, I gotta,
you're
you
good,
know.
you're good, you're good. You're good. All right, Marcus.
Let's go with my second linebacker. I'll take Zach Thomas.
Brooks and Thomas. Sounds like a law firm.
Short one to plug the run. You got the other one to defend the pass.
You got it. And Scott, you also, I don't, from if I have this down correctly, don't have two guys. You are spread out
Yeah.
perfectly.
Yep. Until now, I'll take Isaac Bruce,
Oh.
wide receiver two.
You needed that down to earth guy to go with
Exactly.
T.O. All right. All right. And that brings it to me. And what do you do? What do you do when you have everything you need except defensive lineman, D-back, and and only one wide receiver. Anyway, you know what? No one's taken him yet, so I will do it. And I'm gonna go with Jason Taylor. And
Thought about him.
I'm torn between a giant individual to put in the middle of my defensive line. Trying to he's one of my favorites, so I'm gonna go with now, you know what? I'm moving on, moving on, moving on. I need a cornerback. We're going to go with Patrick Surtain. All right, back over to Scott.
Yep, DBs are going a little bit. Defensive line's getting thin. Jason Taylor's gone. Yeah, I'll pair Sapp with Sack Master. I'll take Michael Strahan.
I thought about doubling it up with Taylor and Strahan, but
Well, you
well,
know your
good now.
quarterback will
Now
fall
I
down
have.
for him, right?
Well, the good thing is with my defensive lineup, Warren Sapp can plug up gaps, and Michael Strahan will provide gaps. So. That's a tooth joke.
There it is. To go with Shannon Sharp. All right. Marcus.
It's one of the first jerseys I ever owned. And I read his book. I will take Keyshawn Johnson.
Ooh, Marcus's first
Another
wide
guy that can put
receiver.
up numbers with not great quarterbacks. So.
Yeah, all they got to do is give him the damn ball, apparently.
And fun fact, you type in Keyshawn, it autocorrects to Keystone. So, you know.
Keystone Johnson.
Keystone Johnson.
Old Keystone.
All right, and back to Josh for two.
Well, I got Johnny Randall there. I guess this is half of a homer pick. He didn't play his whole career, obviously, with the Vikings, but I'm going to take Big Fat Pat. Pat Williams.
He
He
was
just
one
is
of
going to take up the whole middle.
one of the giant men I was thinking about.
The
I thought I
whole
had time.
middle.
I thought I had time. All right, and you get one more.
Do I finish out my linebackers and just be done? Although I don't really need to because there's only one other. It's me and Scott. See, I'm trying to be strategic now because Scott is the only other one to draft a linebacker with me. So I got at least two, so I don't need to do that. I will. I think I need to get another DB here. I'm going to go with Rodney Harrison.
He was one of those guys that was just not on my board.
And you now have both Harrisons.
Yeah, one on each side of the ball.
There you go.
All right, back to Marcus.
Well, board's fallen this way, and can't say that I'm disappointed. With my lightning in the backfield, I'm going to need a little thunder. Some Washington Husky thunder. Give me Corey Dillon, please.
Another person I feel like does not get enough love for what he was.
I just carried that Bengals franchise when they were terrible and then finally called out the owner for being a scumbag and not paying people. So,
yeah.
I've been watching this YouTube series of called Players You Forgot Were Good. And one of them featured was Corey Dillon, and it's just a bunch of his highlights. And it's like, damn, he was just so good. And to me, I need to get another defensive back. I'll take Aeneas Williams.
Oh, you God!
I know.
Damn it.
Sorry, I had to at some point. Top guy on my board.
I had that internal debate. I was like, should I take him now? And I was like, I think I can wait one more turn. Oh, it's killer. Okay.
All right, so I need wide receivers. We're supposed to have three. I have one, and that's not going to work out for anybody. So I'm going to take probably, I'm doing it. I'm doing it now. I'm sorry. I don't care. Joey Galloway. That's my homer pick, but not really a homer pick, just one of my favorite players as a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on my big board for the same reason. Like Joey Galloway.
All right, and to go with Joey Galloway, I'm going to finish off my wide receivers right here, too. I'm going to take Jimmy Smith.
So underrated.
It's the theme of my team, I feel.
No one's going to make the Hall of Fame, but you'll win Super Bowl.
Yes. All right. Scott.
All right. So I'm going to wait on receiver because I have two. All right. O-line, linebacker, defensive line. One of those I can close out here. I'm going to finish off my defensive line, and I've got guys that are productive. So now give me a guy that when he's on is great, but doesn't always turn it on. And he's one of my favorites. I'm going to take Lenard Little, and it's Lenard, not Leonard.
And back to Marcus. Marcus is a little shallow in the wide receiver pool right now. And I'm just noticing now he does not have a tight end.
Well, I can wait on that.
Mark Chimura. Got it.
Okay, well, after getting sniped for one of my corner picks, I don't like the guy now and what he does and stands for, but he's a damn good player. I'll take Troy Vincent.
There it is. He's going heavy Eagles.
Yeah, I was going to say, heavy Eagles secondary. Not a bad thing because their secondary was really good there for a while.
And we get two to Josh.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I really don't need to worry about linebackers for a while, right? Leonard Little's linebacker, isn't he?
He's a D-lineman.
All right, never mind. But I don't think you're going to take him. I'm going to go with... let's see here. Awesome. I'm going to go with Hines Ward.
That's perfect for you because he won't complain about not getting
right?
the ball.
He'll throw more passes to your wide receivers. And one more for Josh.
I am going to round out my DBs. And even though this guy played for the Packers, I'm going to go with Leroy Butler.
Oh, you're welcome, Matt. You're welcome. Did he make it to the hole?
He's going in.
This year? Is he?
Yeah.
All right.
Either he went in this last year or he's going in this year. One of the two.
Because I know Matt was very, very adamant about that one, which,
good player.
I would have liked to not see him get in just so Matt could sit on it for a while. Anyway. Scott or Marcus. Marcus is up next.
need somebody steady and reliable and level-headed in my receiving core, I will take Carl Pickens.
Oh.
Love Carl Pickens.
Oh. I thought about it, but I wasn't going to take Jeff Blake, so I figured waste of a pick. All right.
Carl Pickens is dancing around knowing that Steve McNair is throwing him the football.
That's fair.
Yeah, Herman Moore is going to be excited with Jeff Blake throwing him. No, never mind. Anyway. Like, that's an upgrade from Scott Mitchell. Cool. All right, Scott.
Yes. I'm going to finish out the O-line. And I'm stuck between three people. Which one do I want to take? I think I'll go with the more colorful of the two. And Josh mentioned him earlier. I will take Jeff Saturday.
Brings it to me. And what do I need is defensive line and defensive backs, because we're not going to take a quarterback here. So let's take a DB. And let's go with... I see everyone's was picked apart, so I'm stuck here. So I'm going to go Sam Madison.
So you're Dolphins heavy. Yeah,
I'm very Dolphins heavy. Yes.
All right. Well, Brock Marion is his next pick.
No, that's a homer pick. That's a homer pick. So with that, then we go fill another defensive lineman. I'm going to go with Bryant Young, and that brings us back to Scott's.
I'll take Ty Law. Get some interceptions in there.
Marcus.
I'm going to go with Leroy Glover.
Good pick.
To go with the big man of Cortez Kennedy, you get a smaller Leroy Glover.
D lineman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of these, yeah. I'm obviously not remembering exactly all, but
Cowboy legend.
That's why Leroy, I don't know.
I would call him a Saints legend.
No.
But...
No. All right. Two to Josh.
I'm trying to just get rid of some of these positions that I can then ignore. Maybe. You guys talk for a second here. I'm just scrolling a bit.
Well, let's recap. Josh has so far Peyton Manning, Terrell Davis, Hines Ward, Marvin Harrison, Tony Gonzalez, Tony Baselli. A lot of Tonys. And by two. John Randall, Pat Williams, Junior Seau, Deion Sanders, John Lynch, Rodney Harrison, and Matt's favorite pick of this whole entire episode, Leroy Butler.
Yeah, you don't have to have a D end, right?
You can do whatever you want with your
defensive tackles. Yeah.
I mean, Randall. Well,
I mean, you won't get sacks, but you won't give up any running yards, I guess, right?
And we know everybody has solid running backs, so.
Right.
All right. I'm gonna go with Dana Stubblefield for my last D line.
There it is, and he is committing to stopping the run. And Marcus.
Oh, I'm gonna round out my defensive backfield, and I'm gonna go with Aaron Glenn.
Right. Lions defensive. Is he still the coordinator there? Right.
He didn't get fired. Yes.
Yes.
Jets. Oh man, he had a great. He had a great look for the Jets. He did. Solid. Like, you know, multiple Pro Bowls. Not great, but good. Really good.
No, he's one of those guys you think of 90s Jets. He's one of the first ones you think of. So either that or Neil O'Donnell at the end of his career. Anyway, Scott.
I'm going to round out my defensive backs. I'm going to take Rondae Barber.
Rondae Barber made it quite late.
Yeah, I was never a huge fan of his, but I recognize the talent. So I'm going to keep, he's still on the board.
Oh, definitely, definitely. So I will finish my defensive line here with probably the most the most underrated player in the history of the NFL. I don't care. This is where I will live and die. I'm going to go with Robert Porche.
Oh, you mother! Are you me?
Ooh.
Oh, wow!
Oh, I love that.
Are
Is that
you
hurt
joking?
More than Aeneas Williams?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I intentionally went Glenn because I thought nobody was even thinking about Robert Porche. Wow. Oh, you really screwed
like
me
I said,
hard.
I told you before we started, I'm like, I feel like we're going to snipe each other a little bit. And
that is awful. Wow.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Only on the naked bootleg.
Ugh.
We start to see bench warmers turn on each other.
All right. Did I already set my first one? I don't even remember what I did now.
Yeah,
I get one more. I get one more. So, all right. So then I need a defensive back. Now I'm nervous because I don't want to take anything else.
Feel like I'm going to trade you Aeneas Williams so that you can get murdered by Marcus for having him and Robert Porche.
All right. Well, I'm taking Blaine Bishop, the least sexy pick of this entire episode. Blaine Bishop.
I don't want to, but I could throw out my signature thing. I'm not sure I know who that is.
Oh, all right.
Just not that that means anything.
So it's on me. Josh, are you and I the only ones that need a linebacker still?
Yes, you and I need a linebacker. You and I need a running back.
Yeah. I'm not, again, running back so deep. I almost don't even care who I end up with.
I have so many that are worth taking, so yeah.
And I still need a third wide receiver, but I feel like all right, running back or linebacker. I will go with Eric joked earlier, but I really did want Garrison Hurst on my team because I love Garrison Hurst. But I actually like the idea of Marshall Faulk being backed up by Priest Holmes. So I'm going to draft Priest Holmes.
That's a good combo.
Yeah.
Very good combo. All right. And then we move on to Marcus, who I hope has recovered.
No. I'm so angry.
I apologize. He's up for trade, I guess. I can trade him.
Shows Aeneas Williams. Yeah. No one likes upsetting Marcus, so we're just making our teams worse.
I don't think I've heard him say anything with any of my picks other than, I got some nods I got from him, but I didn't snipe anything.
You took a
from
Seahawks
him.
Legend.
Oh God. Let's see. Oh, now I gotta
put
now
him
here.
You put him on tilt.
I apologize. I did
you
not.
You threw off my
that.
whole vibe.
He's got to recalibrate now.
Okay. As long as we're also doing people who are underrated, I'll take Hugh Douglas.
There you go. There it is.
He's underrated.
All right. Sorry. And two to Josh.
What position?
Hugh Douglas, DN Eagles.
Thank you. Yeah,
is
yeah,
this
yeah,
it
yeah.
For
okay,
Josh?
Yeah. Huh?
Is this it for Josh?
No, he should have. Wait, maybe it is. Hold on. No, he's getting two. He gets two. Yes, so that is it.
Yeah, I only have two left, so he must.
No.
No, he's gets.
I have
three left.
Because you'll finish
three
it off.
Left. I have a linebacker. Yeah.
Running back.
I need a linebacker.
Yeah, I have two left.
A wide receiver and a running back. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so
I have
you'll
two
end
left.
It,
there
yeah.
You go. Okay, so let's fill out my linebackers. I'm going to go with Brian Cox.
Wow. He's
I
at the end.
I was almost one homer pick with Ed McDaniel, but then I thought, no. Let's go Brian Cox. So I'm either a receiver or a running back. You know what? I'm going to go with Ed McCaffrey.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Back to Marcus.
Okay. Well, I mentioned his name earlier, and he might not be like... You know, he might not have the stats as everybody else, but with the body types that I have, I think it would be prudent to have somebody to take the top off, so I'll take Terry Glenn.
Don't I still have two things that I need to fill?
Hold on. We might be off by one.
Okay. Yeah, you do.
I have an O lineman and a running back I need left.
That's okay, right, because so. Marcus also has an extra spot. So
we'll have one more turn.
Yeah, we're off.
Oh!
We're off
by one. Oh, we have an extra spot because Mason wasn't here.
Well, no. I'm counting who you have, and I'm noticing you got two left.
Because I don't have a tight end.
Yeah, you have a tight. Marcus needs one more D line and a tight end. So
I
yeah.
Definitely have a tight end.
Scott needs a two wide or one wide receiver, an offensive lineman, and a
No, I need a linebacker. Oh, do I need an offensive lineman?
No.
You
have Pace on Saturday.
Yeah, I
paid
Saturday.
Sorry.
Yeah, I only have two. It's receiver and linebacker.
You got it. All right.
And, my receiver. Man, my receiver list is deep. So, which one do I want to take? There's going to be guys here that deserve some love. Like, I was a big Rob Moore fan. Yancey Thigpen. But, like, I'm not going to take those guys. Curtis Conway is kind of a sneaky pick. But there's some guys at the top still. I don't know if my team can handle T.O. and Andre Rison, so I don't know if I can go that way, even though I think Andre Rison is actually underrated because of the off-the-field stuff. I feel like people don't remember his on-the-field stuff. But I think I'm going to go
– in Atlanta. I mean, that didn't help.
Yeah.
He's not very good at keeping his house from being on fire.
No, he's not good at that at all, or keeping his sneakers from ending up in a bathtub. Yeah, so, but I'm going to go with a quieter receiver. I got Bruce, and I like that with T.O., and I want to, since I have Shannon Sharp, I want to balance it again. I'm going to take Mohsin Mohamed as my...
Ooh, he was the other guy I was thinking of.
He was on my big board.
But I already had a bunch of big bodies, so...
Yeah.
He the quietest receiver ever?
he's up there. Am I bored? Like, dude, he's up there.
All right. And then I'm going to get my last two here.
Wait, how am I off one? If you're on your last two, how do I have two spots left? What did I miss?
What spots? No, you got
I only have one offensive lineman and one running back.
Yeah, what did we miss here? Did you not take two one rounds? I don't know.
Did I take something extra in one of the other things? Maybe. I'll fill it out at the end if
it is. Maybe we missed something we weren't paying attention. You know. I don't know. Anyway. All right. So my last.
I guess I thought he had taken two alignment, but maybe.
I thought so too, but I don't have it written down. Maybe I missed it.
Tony Baselli.
That's what I thought.
I mean, I talked about Jeff Saturday, but I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Weird. I don't know. Right. Maybe I missed one of my back to backs. I don't know.
Maybe that's a possibility, but
it's all right.
All right. So my last two. And since I'm just going to save quarterback for absolutely less, I'm going to take Merton Hanks just so I can have that long neck intercepting the ball, running it home. And then my quarterback. Oh, geez. I didn't even think about who it was going to be. Give me a half a second here.
Oh, come on. Obviously, it's Kurt Warner.
Is it?
For you? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you know what? Let's do it. Kurt Warner.
Wow.
Because Drew Bledsoe can't move. Okay, he can't move.
And also, since we're only
and Kurt Warner can what? What are we talking about?
More so than compared to Drew Bledsoe.
And
yes,
you're avoiding the Homer pick.
Yeah, I am.
Right. Well, the problem is if he takes Bledsoe, we're not all that backups here. What are you going to do?
No. The other gets Homer hurt. Pick, not the Bledsoe.
Well, the obvious
one. The pick, obvious yes. one. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, in the end, I think he was an overrated quarterback.
Everyone says that.
You didn't even draft him.
Because I'm avoiding my Homer pick. That's why he would, yes, 100% if I was not avoiding a Homer pick.
He doesn't have a movie that we know of.
He's was not an underdog. He was the first overall. You know, listen, he.
Personal movie? I don't know.
White Jay-Z.
He's. Three Super Bowls. You can't be underrated and have three Super Bowls. I don't care how great your team was that you played on. It just doesn't.
I also think there's one who has more than three who is overrated.
Who's that?
Terry Bradshaw.
That's a different. It's that whatever. I don't disagree, but yes. Anyway.
All right.
That means it's me, right?
That is Scott. After I got torn apart for taking Kurt Warner. Anyway.
I like the pick. I think that's valid. Between two linebackers, there's a guy that I like, and then there's a guy that I think had a little bit of a better career. So which do I do? Always liked LeVon Kirkland. But I think I'm going to take the guy who was a little bit more productive, and I'm going to take Jesse Armstead.
I think I figured out where I missed my pick.
Where was that?
When I was looking for D lineman and I took Stubblefield, I think that was the only pick I made. I didn't
do back-to-back. That would be right.
That's okay, because it didn't affect me getting the players I'm going to draft anyway. So
I say, what were you missing anyway? An offensive lineman?
Nobody else needs, and a running back, nobody else needs.
There you go. All right, Marcus.
I will gladly get saddled with Wesley Walls.
There you go.
Fantastic. 96 to 99, he had over 700 yards. He had 700 yards three times. Like, he's solid.
Solid. Definitely.
Three-time Pro Bowler.
I mean, Steve McNair made Frank Wycheck relevant, so I think he'll do fine with Wesley Walls.
Ooh, five-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah, when I did my big board, it was Gonzalez, Sharp, Coates, and Walls. I was like, I have to get one of those four.
All right. So I get two and picks because I missed one, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We'll give you two to close this out.
All right. So I'm gonna finish out my offensive line with a guy who sadly did not get to finish out his whole career because he sadly died. Another homer pick by me. I'm going to take Corey Stringer.
Oh.
He was a beast practicing in the heat. Not always a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, holy we were crap. Not aware then, about heat stroke back then.
No. All right. There's a lot of really good running backs left. Like the fact that Curtis Martin is still here, I probably should take him, but I need somebody who's going to have a little bit of a different tactic of running than Davis. And I hated this guy when he was at Purdue, but man, was he fun to watch in the pros. I'm going to take Mike Alstott.
Is that different than Terrell Davis? Is that different?
That's different than anyone.
I thought you were going to go with the ultimate aesthetic Natron Means.
Oh,
I thought about Marion Butts.
Oh, listen.
Leroy Hort. I had Leroy Hort on my list, but
Leroy Hort is different because you know what you're getting with him.
Right. He's going to get you three. He's going to hit you 3 yards.
I legit almost thought going traditional fullback and taking Larry Centers.
Oh, yeah. That.
So I have a guy who's sort of, I mean, he's shaped like a fullback, but you know, I got some neck rolls on my team.
Listen, I almost took Tyrone Wheatley just because. So
yeah, can we go through the rest of our big boards?
Right. Well, no. So now that we're closed out, everything's done. Mark is still upset, and I apologize. But let me fill in Mike Alstott here, and we'll start with Josh. Josh, if you had one more pick, no positions did not matter, who would you take?
One more pick, positions don't matter, and I still can't draft the guys who are off the list.
Correct.
I'd take Curtis Martin.
All right. Marcus, now Martin's gone, if you had one more pick.
If I had one more pick, I'd probably, well, because here's the other D lineman I was thinking of, and this is a homer pick, but very underrated, Michael Sinclair.
All right, Scott.
Man, I have so many, but if I had to pick one, actually, you know what? Alan Faneca.
If I had one more, it's torn between two. It's either Dexter Coakley or Keith Brooking, and to avoid being a homer, I would take Keith Brooking. So with all that, we have come to an end of this episode, and I plan on doing this again. We're going to do this with the 2000s, and we'll have Mason this time or next time. We'll have one extra person here. And we'll just go through this one more time. Josh, if you could take one person from somebody else's team, who would it be?
Oh, Steve Atwater. No, Barry Sanders. Sorry.
All right. Marcus.
Can I take two?
Robert Borchet is who I would take. So mad. So mad.
Scott.
Deion Sanders.
I think that's where I would go to. I think if I could take one person, it would be Deion Sanders, definitely. Well, thank you, gentlemen. This has been a lot of fun. I want to do a couple more, not necessarily actually sport related drafts leading up to the draft in the next, 3 weeks. So we'll see what we can do, putting a few more of these together before we hit draft time. But no, anything anybody wants to say before we head out of here?
Michael Sinclair. Three-time Pro Bowler, his 28, 29, 28-year-old, 29-year-old, and 30-year-old seasons. He had single-digit sacks every year, and then 13, 12, and led the league at 16.5 in 1998. Just a really weird career. But I love him. So shout-out Michael Sinclair.
There you go. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to, Scott?
I mean, I named so many guys. No, honestly, I'm just going to give a shout out to the Naked Bootleg. Like, I love doing the offshoots here. You know, obviously the trivia is our hallmark, but I love when we get to branch out and do some different things. So anyone who listened to this, we really appreciate your support because it's obviously different than what we normally do. So thank you for listening. And, Eric, thanks for putting us together.
No problem, Josh.
Well, so Scott shouted out the Naked Bootleg, and then he shouted out the listeners, which took my shout out, which was going to be to the listeners. But I'm going to shout out Randy Moss. Sorry, man, I couldn't draft you because Eric has stupid rules.
Straight cash, homie.
Listen, and I will give a shout out to the three large men on my big board that I did not draft because I didn't have space for them and because they are so large as Ted Washington, Sam Adams, and Russell Maryland. Just know I love you. I know you're listening. I still love you. Thank you. And next time we do this, we will be doing the 2000s. And then after that, we're going to be drafting Super Bowl party foods. That's right. We're drafting Super Bowl party foods. It's coming up. So just be ready for that. So for Josh, Marcus, Scott, and myself, this has been the Naked Bootleg. And wrap it up, people.